Sports Time today on a Saturday is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Town & Country TV & Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place, with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
In sports this weekend, home talent baseball games on Sunday. Casanova plays at Reedsburg. Cross Plains at Mazamani and Plain at Middleton. Wanakee is at Sauk Prairie. Also on Sunday in the Western section, Blanchardville is at Arena. Arena clinches a playoff berth with a win and a Ridgeway loss, and Blanchardville lost to Argyle. So Arena looking to officially clinch that in. The magic number is 1 at this point. And I asked manager Nick Jennings about the game.
Got to try and get that one if we can. Blanchardville, we played them earlier in the year over Memorial Day weekend, and we actually had a 5-0 lead on them down there after 6 innings, and we let that one get away from us. But all that being said, they have the ability to strike at any moment with some of the hitters they have. And so it's going to be, it'll be a challenging game for us. We'll have to stay focused and do the best we can.
Manager Nick Jennings, who says their pitcher Elijah Alt is coming off a shutout win over Muscadet, and he's been pitching well.
That's the first real good solid game he's pitched this year. And it was a good thing to see because Elijah is a very capable pitcher. He's did really well for us in the past from that position. And just his overall leadership is great to have on our team. And we're looking forward to Sunday. With the heat this Sunday, we may be thinking about splitting things up a little bit. So he'll definitely come into play if he can go any part of the game on Sunday.
Blanchardville at Arena, tomorrow's featured home talent baseball game on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Hollandale travels to Verona, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb at Belleville, Ridgeway at Schulzburg Benton, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb at Ridgeway, Dodgeville at Wyota, and Muscadet travels to Argyle. Pine Bluff Mount Horeb has clinched a playoff spot, joining Verona, Dodgeville, and Hollandale in the home talent postseason. Jackson Rutledge struck out 6 in his first major league start of the season. Jesse Winker at his 11th home run, and the Washington Nationals beat the Brewers 5-2 last night, ending a 5-game losing streak. That set the stage for today's game. The Brewers got off to a good start, up 5-0, but right now leading just 5-4. That game is in the bottom of the 7th inning. Philadelphia Philly left-hander Christopher Sanchez is set for his first All-Star Game appearance as the replacement for Chris Sale. The Atlanta lefty is scheduled to start for the Braves in the final game before the break. The game is Tuesday night at the home of the Rangers. The Phillies have an MLB-leading 8 All-Stars. The NCAA Women's Selection Committee will release the seeding for the entire tournament field for the first time next season. The change means the full seed list for all 68 teams will be revealed on Selection Sunday, as it has been with the men. The Pac-12's existing bowl game agreements will continue through the 2025 season, despite the league's breakup. Among other things, it means Oregon State and Washington State, the two remaining Pac-12 schools after the conference collapsed in realignment last summer, will retain their postseason opportunities. Indianapolis will host championships for all 3 NCAA divisions and the NIT in 2026, and the governing body's men's basketball committee has also approved including the Torvik and wins against bubble rankings among metrics in evaluating teams for next year's tournament. Spain and England will play the European Championship final on Sunday in an imposing stadium with a dark history. Built for the 1936 Olympic Games, Berlin's Olympic Stadium still bears the scars of World War II and contains relics from its Nazi past. Also, it's known in German. It's associated with the rebirth of a democratic Germany after the war. It hosted matches during the 1974 World Cup and what was then West Germany, and again, the 2006 World Cup, 16 years after German reunification. One final note in sports, Monty Kiffin, the longtime NFL and college assistant coach whose Tampa Bay defense is routinely ranked among the league's best, died Thursday. He was 84, one of the architects of the ultra-successful Tampa 2 defensive scheme. That's an update on sports.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.